This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Joining us right now is someone that we had on the show not that long ago. However,
he's back.
But for good reason, because Midsummer has been a huge success so far, but there's more to come. So we have Thomas Jaspers here, who is the venue and events manager for the Vic Pride Centre's Midsummer program. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks so much for having me again.
Pleasure.
What a treat.
So how's it going?
You know, it's going fantastic.
Because this is something really special, isn't it, that's happening, which is obviously what the Pride Centre always wanted to do, but you know, like, because of the pandemic and so exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit last time I was on, but for anyone that wasn't tuning in, I mean, this is a huge program representing at the Pride Centre, and we're very excited to be part of Midsummer's biggest program ever. And you know, there's so much different stuff happening. We've got, I heard you discussing before, the exhibition that we've got in the spaces, which are fantastic. The shows have been going really well, nice and packed, which is great for our performers and queer producers that are all putting on the shows as
Wonderful. And Neil's here seeing two shows tonight.
Which ones are you seeing tonight?
The Dolly Diamond and Tash York
You can't miss that.
And then Cheers Queers, I think.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Yeah, tonight's the last night for a few of the shows that have been running this week. So Dolly Diamond and Tash York doing Attention Seekers, which is absolutely fantastic. I saw that one on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And Marry Me a Little, which is the Sondheim musical, which is the Australian same-sex premiere, is also closing tonight. Another fantastic show as well, if you're looking for something to do tonight.
You're right. And you know, like, what... Different spaces, or are they in the same space?
We're using a few different spaces around the building. The majority of the theatre shows are happening in our gorgeous little theatreette at the back of the... I feel like theatreette is such a condescending term, but I call it the theatre, but it's officially called the theatreette. So things like Marry Me a Little and Dolly and Tash's Attention Seekers and Cheers Queers are happening in our theatreette space. But then we've also got days like today where we're activating the foyer space. It's been so beautiful seeing the community come in and have a free cuppa and some cake and listen to your wonderful work here.
Yeah, and there's a tour going on as we
speak. There's tours going on. We've got free monkeypox vaccinations up in the Monash Health Clinic, all sorts of stuff happening.
Right. And I remember last time you came on, Thomas, you mentioned about the piano, and I can see it.
Yes, very exciting. You cannot miss this. So, six nights of the festival, we're doing the Geelong Piano Bar, which is a regional institution, are taking over our beautiful big foyer space and doing a late night piano bar. I came to that one on Friday night as well. I had a very sore head Saturday morning, but it is so much fun. Andy Popjoy and the team from Geelong Piano Bar come here. They are, you know, it's a proper old school piano bar, so you can call out requests. And I'm not a music person, and it blows my mind that someone can just start fiddling with the keys and straight away, without the sheet music in front of them, play that song beautifully, and the singer will just know exactly what song they're going into and they launch into it.
That's so clever.
And they've also got drag shows dispersed throughout the night as well. So from the live music, you get some fabulous drag shows in this space here. Really exciting. That's on, so we've had two nights of that already. It is on again tonight from 10 o'clock, and then next week Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 9 till midnight.
Right, brilliant. Okay, what else can people expect that's going on here?
So we've got a few more things happening this week. So we've got Crafty Queers, which is our craft sessions that we do every Monday for Midsummer Festival with a different theme each week. So Ruby Slippers is hosting the next one with Jemima Handful.
Which I will be at.
Yes, it's a very fun night. It's called Get Ready, and it's teaching the art of drag makeup. But it's not, you know, like watching a YouTube clip. It's quite entertaining as well.
Where do they do that?
That one's in the theatre. And then Thursday night we've got the Melbourne Rainbow Band, who are fantastic, and they're playing a collection of camp classics but also some modern pop songs as well. That'll be in the theatreette as well, so they've got like a 40 piece big band. It's going to be massive. And sound really beautiful in that space. And then of course the piano bar's back next week, and Friday we have Over the Rainbow and Through the Woods, so that's hosted by queer storyteller M Chan. Chandler. And it's a reimagining of a lot of folk and fairy tales through a queer lens, you could say. We've also got A Worthy Rival, which is on for one night only. Now, that one's a live radio play, and it's set in the women's dressing room of a grand slam, for the a tennis grand slam.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, very good timing. That one is selling very fast, so if you do want to come, make sure you get along to it. And, of course, you know, you can't have a midsummer program with a little bit of Dean Arcuri. So, Saturday next week, we've got Frog Hudson's Rainbow Story Time, which is for the young and young at heart. And it's a rainbow story hour where the kids are sort of choosing where the story goes, which will be a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like great fun. Mm. Yeah, kids' imagination.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. And there's a few things for rainbow families as well. We've also got the Gay Stuff Markets that same Saturday, taking over the whole rooftop space. So you can come along and check out the I think there's about 40 queer store holders there with different arts and crafts and all sorts of stuff that they make. So that's a fun one for the family to do as well. If you're coming along for Frock Hudson, you can check that out afterwards.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, what's happening on Pride March?
Pride March Day is going to be absolutely huge. That's last year we just opened in time for Pride March, and we had our biggest day ever, and we're expecting it to be even bigger this year. So we'll be opening the rooftop from midday till 8 p.m. We've got DJ David Vigona up there as well. We've got some performances by the Size Queens, so Lexi Gaga, Missy Lemink, Sasha Starr and Passion Couture, and a few special appearances by Justin Talika and Alessa Evil as well. So performances running all day, music, big sausage sizzle by Curry Pride, the bar's going to be open. It's an all-ages event, and everybody's welcome to come along after the march and chill on the gorgeous rooftop.
Right.
It's really one of the best places to be. We were up there last year after our show, and the vibe and the view, it was wonderful just being able to celebrate with people up there.
Really nice.
Anything else?
I could talk for hours about this program. I'm so proud of it. Our final week, we're doing a lot of talks and panel discussions, and a lot of those are being presented in partnership with our resident organisation. So the final week, so the day after Pride March, the Monday night, we have our last session of Crafty Queers. So that's a paint and sip, cork and chroma kind of event where you'll get an easel and some paint, and we've got some experts to guide your hand if you're new to painting, or to refine your skills if it's something you're pretty good at, hosted by Sasha Starr. And then Tuesday to Friday that week, we have our talk. So Tuesday night is the No Pride in Racism, which is discussing sexualized racism in the community. And that one's been held by Thorn Harbour Health in partnership with the Victorian Pride Centre. Wednesday's a really interesting one. It's called Queers in Science, which is a group of queer scientists. So they'll be presenting a lot of their works and talking about a lot of the accomplishments of local queer people in that science space. Thursday night is Wise Words, which is a panel discussion of queer authors and writers, again presented by Thorn Harbour Health. And Friday night is Holding Space, which is presented by Transgender Victoria, with some prominent members from the trans and gender diverse community coming in and having a bit of a panel discussion with a few performances mixed in as well. And then our final event for the festival will be Saturday, so it's the Saturday before Victoria's Pride, which I just heard you running that wonderful ad for. So it's a trans and gender diverse clothes swap, which is something that we're really proud to team up with the Ballarat Trans and Gender Diverse Swap Shop for, because of course for people that are going on that journey, clothes can be quite cost prohibitive and quite a difficult thing to obtain when you're going on that path. So the Ballarat Trans and Gender Diverse Clothes Swap will be coming along, taking over this whole beautiful foyer space, and bringing a whole lot of different clothes for people. You're welcome to bring clothes to swap if you'd like to, but if you don't have anything to swap, that's absolutely fine. You can come in and pick up some stuff for free as well.
And then you have 2 weeks of sleep?
No, then we've got a lot of other things happening at the Pride Centre as well, but I'll come in and tell you all about those in another interview. We don't stop at the Pride Centre.
Right. Well, good on you. And congratulations, because you've done a brilliant job. I was here at the launch and it was a tough crowd.
Yes.
I just stood there overwhelmed with how much and how well you presented it. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
On
that's
what
very
you're doing.
Kind. We're really excited.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're talking to Thomas Chan.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.